Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Al. Just coming to you guys with the third series of Subconscious Mind. And I know it's late, but we gotta start things, we gotta finish things that we start, right? So I wanna go ahead and get into the callers. Right now we have only 9 on Facebook, 4 on Instagram, and 10 on Twitter. And I didn't get a chance to email the email this time, so not on the email. All right. So before we start the call, I always talk about the intention. My intention for this call is very clear. My intention is for you to learn and apply more consistently the power of your own subconscious mind because of your belief in it being built based on the insight from the success stories you'll hear tonight from other people using their own subconscious minds. So, I'm pretty humble, I'll be talking about some of my stories tonight as well, but I'll start off with other people's stories, some of my clients, people that I've coached or worked with in the past, and I'll tell you guys some stories about, some documented stories. Now, what I really want to get into is, tonight I'll be talking about deliberate creation, intentional creation, not I woke up one day and I was promoted, on a job or something, and I didn't have any clue that it would happen. See, that kind of stuff, that doesn't count. You want to know why? Because that's luck. And the bad thing about luck is that it can't be recreated, unfortunately. Luck can't be recreated. If you're lucky and you don't know how you got it, then all right, so what we'll be talking about tonight is not that kind of stuff. If I was talking about that kind of stuff, we could be on the phone for hours or days. But the thing you heard tonight was deliberate creation. People actually sat down and deliberately said, this is coming to me, and didn't give up, and saw it coming to their life. So I'll start off with Jack Canfield. So the whole point of these stories is to show you guys how people use the subconscious mind, the spirit, that part of themselves to create the results in their life that they want, all right, if they want it. So we'll start off with Jack Canfield. He wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and he shared one of his stories. Now, what ended up happening with Jack was he actually had an intention to make $100,000 in a year. And, he was making about $8,000 a year, for a long time before he found out about the subconscious mind. So he was actually informed on how to use it. And he said, I want to make $100,000 in a year. Now, you're talking about going from $8,000 to $100,000 in just a year. But he knew the power of the subconscious to believe something and bring it into your world. So he actually made a $100 bill, copy of a $100 bill, and he taped it to the front of the top of his room, the ceiling. So the first thing he would see when he woke up in the morning was the $100,000 bill, and the last thing he would see when he went to sleep was what? The $100,000 bill. Now, you guys know, if you've been listening to the series, which I know you have, the most important parts of our days is every morning and every night, the last 15 minutes and the first 15 minutes. So when he first woke up and he saw the $100,000 bill, he would instantly think about having a $100,000 a year lifestyle. And for about 30 days he did this. He didn't get any ideas about any money. Nobody's offering him more money. And then he just had an idea just come out the blue. The idea said, hey, you know, you wrote those books. You wrote those chicken. You wrote a Chicken Soup for the Soul book. You haven't sold any. You know, why don't, if you can sell, you know, a certain amount of copies at a quarter of a piece, then that'll be $100,000. You see, to see what you guys need to realize is that his book had always been there for years. Years, and he never had this $100,000 a year thought. That's the power behind this stuff. And that's why you got to stick with it. Like the process, the plan I gave you on the last call, you got to stick with it because he did this for about 30 days and he never had any $100,000 a year thoughts. Now, most people who listen on the call would probably be like, well, stuff doesn't work, whatever. But see, that's why you got to understand the psychology behind this and really know that these things are true. You know, about the subconscious mind. So he had the $100,000 a year thought, and he started taking action and started meeting people that started lining up with his dream. Then at the end of the year, you know, he ended up making that money. So that's one example right there. Another example is, I'll give you is, this is a powerful one. Now, this is from Rhonda Byrne, one of her books called the, I believe it's The Power. Now, it was a lady who actually wanted to attract a soulmate in her life. You know, she spoke it, she wrote it down on a piece of paper. You know, I have my perfect husband now. You know, and she was taking all these steps and stuff, and the husband just wasn't showing up. A lot of you guys can recognize with this. You know, you may be doing some things, you don't see it showing up. But sometimes we got to look at our thoughts, look at our actions, to see what type of actions we're doing. Because if we're speaking certain things and we're not taking the actions to line up with that, you know, we're setting ourselves up for trouble and confusion. So what ended up happening is she actually saw that when she was laying in her bed that she used to sleep all over the bed. Now, remember, when we're trying to create, when we're trying to program the subconscious mind, you know, we have to act as if, you know, it's already done. So if the husband was really there, she wouldn't be sleeping all over the bed. She'd be trying to, like, what, sleep on her side of the bed. See, a lot of people don't want to go through and take this to the ridiculous, but, you know, you do you. But the people who don't get the results is people who are going to, you know, take these actions to the ridiculous. Now, this lady, she was sleeping all over the bed. Her clothes was all everywhere in the closet. Basically, her actions in her outer world didn't line up with what she said she wanted. So she really, as she kept going through this process of speaking, you know, her ideal husband into existence, the subconscious mind started to pick that up, and it started to reveal to her, like, hey, I'm trying to help you. You need to, like, maybe look at yourself sleeping all over the bed, or look at yourself parking all in it, anywhere in a garage. You know, look at yourself with your clothes all over the closet. You know, if your ideal mate was here, you would have room for him in the closet. You'd be trying to sleep on your side of the bed. You wouldn't be parking all in the middle of the garage. You'll park on your side so you can park on his side. You see, thoughts and these kind of things will never come to us if we don't consistently, each and every day, program our subconscious minds, which I gave you guys the plan in the last call. So, you know, about 4 months later, she kept, you know, going and going. She was going out on some dates, and then she ended up finding her husband. And I think they've been happily married now for about 8 or 9 years. And she was single for about 3 years before this, really wanting something to work. But when she really got serious and took it to the ridiculous, that's when her subconscious mind picked it up and brought the husband into her life. Okay. I'll go ahead and sneak one of my stories in here. So let's see, how has the speaker used his own part of himself, the subconscious mind, to attract happy situations in his life? Well, I'm glad you asked. There's a lot of things that have happened with me that I'm grateful for. But tonight we're only talking about deliberate creation. So let's talk about my first luxury car. I had three at this point, which I'm grateful for, but talk about the first one. Now, I remember, well, first off, you know, I wrote down, I was kind of vague on a luxury car. I knew I wanted the luxury car, but I wasn't really clear on which one it was because I really didn't care long as it was a luxury car, to be honest with you. I was just on the bus stop. So I was in Atlanta, you know, on the bus stop sweating, you know, seeing people drive by in BMWs and Mercedes, you know, just like, dang, when is that going to happen for me, you know? When is it going to happen for me? I see it happen for other people. So one day I just got fed up, and I said, I'm going to create this life for myself by any means necessary, and I really meant that. And I just started going to the dealerships, you know, test driving Audis, test driving BMWs, you know, Mercedes, and getting on a bus stop, you know, going right back to the apartment that I was about to get put out of. I can laugh at it now, but so what I did one time was I actually recorded the, well, you know, I was every morning and night, you know, I was doing everything that I told you guys in the last audio for this car. You know, I was speaking it, I was thinking about it, I was acting as if, I was walking like, you know, like I would go to the mall and I would walk a certain way, like somebody who drove a certain kind of car or had a certain kind of lifestyle would walk like that. I would act as if, you know, I would have my gold card in my pocket. I'm so happy and grateful now that I drive, you know, a luxury car, and I could smell the leather seats. I would say stuff like that. And after doing this for some weeks, I had an idea that said, hey, when you test drive a car, why don't you just record the conversation in the car? Why don't you record hearing the engine run? You know, so next time I had to test drive a car, actually a luxury car, I had put a my recorder on my phone, and I put it on the bottom of the floor of the car. And I used to, when I test drove that Audi that day, I used to just, you know, step on the gas and while I was test driving it. And so I would take that recording, and as I went to sleep, quote unquote, at night, because remember, the subconscious mind is most receptive last 15 minutes and the first 15 minutes of the day. So I used to listen to the recording of the, you know, my foot slamming on the audio, on the gas, you know, hearing the engine roar, and I used to listen to that late at night, you know, while all the problems of life, I was about to get put out, you know, the baby was here, it was just a whole lot going on, but I knew Ant was going to come out on top like I did, thank God, like I always do. But anyway, so I used to always listen to that recording. I would just listen to it and just imagine myself being in that car, just pressing on the gas and racing and just feeling alive, you know. And I kept doing it. And one day, well, before I actually got the car, I went through, like, renting cars for about a month or so before I got the luxury car. And one day I pulled up in a brand-new BMW M3. Now, this was my first luxury car coming from the bus, you know. And it was exciting, you know, and it was something that I saw that I had on a vision board, you know, that I had written down as a goal that actually was achieved, you know, and it really felt good, you know, to see that happen. So that's just one story on how, you know, I use this information to create happy moments in my life. Another one that I like to, that I haven't really shared on the call is, you know, with the apartment that I had at the time. I actually love this story. I'm actually thinking about putting it in a book, one of my books, but this is a story about furniture creation. Now, I know something as small as furniture, you guys may be like, okay, whatever, but a lot of people who listen to this call may not have any furniture. Actually, we met somebody last night who just moved into an apartment for a few months, and this person didn't have any furniture, you know, blow-up bed, that's about it. So, you know, people having furniture or the furniture they want sometimes may be a big deal, not for everybody listening. So let me tell you a story about, you know, how I used the same information to attract the furniture I wanted. Well, we already know to activate the subconscious mind, you have to act as if. I mean, and when we're out here acting as if, we have to really, like, it's not a game. That's what you guys got to understand. Like, it's not a game. When you're acting as if, you really got to act, you really got to feel like it's really happening. So what I did was I just took things to the ridiculous. I was tired of struggling. I was tired of just tired, you know? So what I did was I was like, okay, I don't have any money. I'm about to get put out of this apartment in a month and a half or so. I don't know how the hell I'm supposed to get some money to get us out of this thing. So I might as well, you know, just do this action step. So what I did was I actually put tape on the carpet. And I put the tape on the carpet in the shape of a couch. I put tape on the wall in the shape of a television, a widescreen television. I put the desk tape on the ground. I did this in each and every room. You know, the dining table, where I wanted pictures and everything. And what I would do is when I actually walked into that empty room, I walked around the tape. Every single day, I walked around the tape as if the couch was there, as if the table was there, as if the TV was there. I would sometimes sit inside of the tape and, like, click, you know, and see the TV on the wall, which I had the tape on the wall as well. And me actually walking around the tape, like, you know, because I was imagining it was the furniture, that actually helped me realistically imagine that furniture being there. By walking around the tape, acting as if the couch was actually there, the table was actually there, the TV was actually there. You know, the dining room table was actually there, the beds was actually there. I actually would do this. Now, it was somebody, you know, around me at the time who didn't follow, you know, just walked over the tape or whatever, like I just thought I was stupid or, you know, didn't know what I was doing. But I knew how the universe worked. I knew if I acted as if and was taking actions on, you know, trying to make something happen, that those actions of walking around that tape and acting as if the furniture was already there, even though it wasn't, I knew that would help me feel like I already had it. And that's the whole point. We got to feel like we already have it, whatever you got to do. And the moral of the story is I had a business that I was doing at the time that actually took off, where I was, where from the time I put down the tape to the time I furnished the whole apartment cash, you know, it's 2 bedrooms, 2 baths. It was 1,300 square feet or something. I think it was about 70 days or so. From the day I didn't know what to do, it was going to get put out, to the day the furniture was in there. You see what I'm saying? And that was a manifested result. The TV on the wall, everything. It was all in there. I even shot a video of myself, you know, talking to myself, saying, look, this furniture is coming. The money is coming. I don't know how. And I'm telling you guys, like, if you start doing stuff like that, it's going to help you manifest. Because, like, when you manifest it, and then you look back at the video you shot of yourself, or, you know, just keeping a journal or whatever, it's really powerful because it helps you, like, go to the next thing, to attract, you know. So, you know, I use the subconscious mind in that situation as well, because I actually wrote down, you know, put the tape down. I wrote down, you know, so happy and grateful now that, you know, my family has the furniture, we have the money to stay in our apartment, and everything is great, you know. And that's what ended up happening. You know, it really makes me feel good when I think about that. All right, let's just go back to another story, another person's story. Rhonda Byrne, another story. Her mother, this is a creative secret. Her mother actually was trying to get a house, and it was another woman trying to get a house as well. And she really felt like that house was hers, and she knew how the universe worked. She knew that if she can get her subconscious mind to accept something, that it would move heaven and earth to bring it to her. So she just kept rewriting all day, every day, the address of the house. She would write it down on a sheet of paper, like, you know, I live at, she put the address of the house. She would always go to the open houses. It was the first thing she went when she first woke up. She would imagine herself in the house. She would, you know, when she went to sleep at night, she would imagine herself already. She would imagine herself laying in the bed she was in. She would imagine that bed actually being in the house. And she had other people competing with her who actually had more money to put down than her. But she knew in her bones that the house was hers because of her going through the process of, you know, doing whatever it took to help her feel like that. She went to the open houses. She was rewriting the goal every single day, you know, looking at it every morning, looking at it every night. You know, she was taking actions as if she needed extra money to come up with the down payment. She was doing certain things, and she had ideas come to her to help her come up with a bigger down payment than the people she was competing against. You know, the idea was always there, but it couldn't be released to her until she made room for it. And that's one thing we got to understand. Like, the ideas for whatever you want to do, the ideas for whatever I want to do that's going to make us happy, you know, to do us good and make us happy, those ideas already exist right now. It's floating around our heads right now. It's in the world somewhere. It's in the universe somewhere. You know, you don't have a money problem. You have a lack of an idea problem. You know, the money is always there. Money is abundant. You know, but it's never a money problem. It's a lack of idea problem. So, you know, with Rhonda Byrne's mom, the idea came to her when she made room for it. She had to become a bigger person to expand herself, to make room for God to come in and, you know, deliver that to her. So, you know, she had the idea to get a bigger down payment than the other people who was trying to get the house. But the idea never would have came to her if she didn't set up the process with her subconscious mind to accept that the house was hers. Once her subconscious mind accepted that the house was hers through her deliberate application of programming her mind to believe that, then it released the thought to her subconscious mind. And then she had enough belief and faith to act on it, and bam, she got the money to put the down payment on the house, beat everybody else, and now she lives in the house. You see, that's another story of deliberate creation. I give you guys another one, which is powerful to me when I really think about it. This is one of my own stories. I'm a man that loves travel. I'm actually going to Dubai this year. It's already paid, you know, it's already set and paid for. Begin the stages of that. So, I remember in 2007 or 2008, I had a passion to go to Hawaii or just somewhere tropical. I just wanted to go to somewhere where that would be exciting. But I remember putting on a vision board an image of just some tropical trees. I didn't even know where it was at, just tropical trees. It was sand. It was a lot of sand and palm trees, and it was some building in the back. And it was a huge ocean, and it was somebody in a hotel who took it, and it just was a beautiful picture, so I put that on my vision board. I put a lot of stuff on my board. I put sailing on there. You know, I would put people who had their own business on there, stuff like that, but I'm specifically talking about the Hawaii story. And I would just look at the picture, like, every night. You know, I would put it on the wall. Me and the person I was with at the time, you know, we would just look at it and sometimes just talk about it. Like, if, you know, I wonder where that's at in the world. You know, but I just knew it was up to me to make it happen if it was going to be. So in my own mind, I just imagined, you know, running in the sand. I still can feel it now as I talk about it. You know, I imagine running in the sand. I felt the hot sand between my toes. You know, I didn't even know where it was at in the world. I just knew it was a beautiful picture. I seen these two people running in the sand, like having fun, like being free, enjoying their life, you know? Because at the time, it was like, I just wonder if it ever was gonna happen for me. I'm glad it did. At the time, I just was like, wow, like when will I have my story of some kind of big success, you know? Just glad it happened for me. But, you know, I used to just feel that hot sand. I used to feel being free, making money without working while I was there. And I should just hold on to that, you know. And I probably would say about 14 months later, through a series of circumstances and events, I actually woke up in Hawaii on my birthday with the person I was with, and it was a dream come true, you know. And the interesting part is, you know, what's kind of scary, how serious this stuff is we actually had bought a timeshare while we was out there. And while we was out there getting a timeshare, I remember we had went to this hotel. This is kind of scary in a good way. We went to the hotel. We was on like the 7th floor, and I looked out the window, and I swear to God, the same image, about 98%, the same image was the same image I saw on my vision board, I swear, because I remember looking on my phone like, hold on, I've seen this somewhere before. Because remember, on my last audio, I told you guys, if you have a vision board, which you should have, take a picture of it with your phone, and then you can look at it throughout the day, like when you're driving or out and about. So I looked at it on my phone. I'm like, this looked familiar. I was searching. And I pulled up my vision board that I had when I was dead broke, about to get put out, just looking at a board with travel on it. No money, no possibility, just a dude with a dream in Atlanta. And it was identical to that picture. It was like, it sent chills up my back. I saw it was the same sunlight on the ocean, the same trees. It was like scary. I was like, wow. You know, and I used my subconscious mind to bring that to me. You know, every morning and every night, I would just feel it, you know. I didn't know where I was at. I didn't know how. I didn't know what to do, but I just knew thinking about that image. I just felt so good in that image. I just felt good taking care of my lady at the time, you know, just being a provider and just being free. And that's how I was over there. When we were there for 10, 11 days, we went to the island of Hawaii and Oahu. You know, next time it would be Maui and Hawaii, but it was a great experience, you know, and I'm telling you guys these stories because that's what this series is about, number three, results. It's talking about results and examples of how people have used their own subconscious mind to create events in their life to do them good and make them happy. That's the whole point. It's not to brag or, you know, impress or anything. It's just letting you know, the speaker has, you know, used this, and I'm using it now for certain things as well that I'll be sharing with you guys as well. And I'm giving you other people examples as well, you know, how we use this part of ourselves that you have as well. You have the same subconscious mind. It's only one mind. We just got to tap into it to create the results in life to do you good and make you happy. But that's what it's about. It's about you. All is about the end. But I appreciate you guys listening in. And we'll be doing a book club either tomorrow or the day after, you know, the third week of that. You know, so we're just being consistent over here. And I appreciate you guys listening in. The website is www.howtochangemylife.org. Get on the email list, and we send out emails every single week, quotes, inspiring people. You know, we got the book coming out soon, and some other things that you guys will be able to purchase. So, this is Al signing off. You guys have a good night, and remember to reach your intentions. And, you know, tonight as you go to sleep and as you wake up, You can't afford not to. You really can't. One thing I forgot to mention, if I'm still recording, is every story that I talked about tonight had a common thread. And the common thread was each story was people use this strategy right here, which is set, rewrite, speak, act as if, listen for correction, and then rinse, wash, and repeat. So what I mean by set is, we set the time for the first 15 minutes and last 15 minutes of the day to read out loud our outcomes. Like I said, the subconscious mind is programmed through repetition. And not only repetition, when we speak these things, we have to emotionally feel like we have to speak with authority, and we have to emotionally feel like it's happening right now. It's just like me saying, like I'm in the kitchen right now talking. So, if I was speaking something, if I was speaking, I am in the kitchen right now talking, then, I need to speak that with authority and conviction because I really am in the kitchen right now talking. So when you guys are speaking something, you got to speak it like it's happening right now, not in the future. So that's what set is. And rewrite. Rhonda Byrne's mom, she rewrote that outcome for her home. That's a very important thing to rewrite. Then rewrite the intention every single day, and then speak. We just can't rewrite it. We just can't look at it at set times. So we got to speak these things throughout the day. You may want to have a timer go off on your phone. Maybe 3 times a day that can remind you, and you can just take it out your pocket and just, go into your zone and just speak those things. Because it's programmed in the mind. It's programmed through repetition. It's called auto-suggestion. Look it up on Google. And then act as if. So, we're taking actions on these things that we're speaking about. We just can't speak about it. And I'm telling you, when you guys really take action and you're speaking on something, that's power. I'm telling you, like when you're taking action on something that you want to create and you're speaking it and you're rewriting it, you're going to tap into that subconscious mind, in about 26 to 30 days, and you're going to start getting new ideas that you never had before. So, and the last one was listen for correction. So that's the common thread that all these stories that I spoke about had in common. And then all you do is rinse, wash, and repeat. We're talking about systems on this call. Because remember, luck can't be recreated. If we have a system for, things that we brought to ourselves that made us, that did us good and made us happy, and we look at the common thread in all those things, then we have a system of actions to take to go conquer the next thing. If it is a such thing as luck, then luck is nothing but preparation. What is it when preparation meets opportunity? If I'm saying that right. But if it is a such thing as luck, then you create your own luck. We create our own luck by programming our subconscious minds to do our bidding. Now, morally, you should be, I expect everybody that's listening, it should be something that's moral. That's my intention for people to do something that to help mankind, the better, to help humanity, but so I just kind of wanted to put that in there. All these stories had a common thread. So I hope that you guys got something from the call. Just re-listen to it, share it with people, let people hear these things. And I appreciate you guys listening in. This is Al. I'll have to sign off and get some good sleep in. You guys have a great night. All right.